Hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and thanks for being with us today. Very excited as we have an incredible gentleman on with us, Mr. Chris Harville. And today's focus is all about massive growth in the very beginning. So if you are brand new to Isagenics, this podcast is for you. Chris just joined Isagenics in June of this year. As of the recording of this podcast, he's only been building for exactly 3 months, and he went crystal executive in 35 days. So he's here to share his secrets to success up till this point this far. He's one-star Golden Circle crystal executive, and his background, it's awesome because he wasn't born in this industry. He's new to this industry. So his background and his journey with success and career is very different than what he's doing today. But he's been married for 25 years, two kids in college, and he's a health nut. I love it. And so this is just, it sounds as though Isagenics is the absolute perfect fit and fell into his lap. And you know what? I believe that things happen for a reason. So Chris, great to have you with us. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yes. And now I can't believe it. I mean, the last 3 months that you've been building your business, has time just flown by?
It really has, but it seems like I've been in it forever. I don't know how to answer that.
That's good. That tells us that there's a lot of changes and things that have happened in those 3 months. You know, when you look back and you can reflect on your journey over the last 3 months, there's a lot that has happened. Crystal executive in 35 days, man, that is awesome. I think the record in someone going crystal has been like a couple of weeks, which is insane. So share with everybody, before we get into the details of that and how you did it, how were you introduced to Isagenics and what was life like before?
Well, I can tell you this. I was like most people. I had a job. I had a career. I was in the car business, sold for the first few years, and then I was in management for the last 20 or so. Ran a dealership up to the last... up to December. In December, I tried network marketing companies before in my 20s because I knew there was a huge opportunity, but I never could find the right fit. I failed at everything. And I'm an introvert, so I didn't put 100% in either. I guess I wasn't prepared. But in December, I decided to just get back in. I found a company that I liked. My wife had been a teacher and found a cosmetic company that she was running with and doing okay. And I found a company that I said, you know what? I'm tired of the car business. I'm tired of the time that I was putting into it. And you can make a lot of money there, but when you make a lot of money, but you're spending all your time there, what do? You spend your money to justify all the time that you're putting there. So I was always living month to month like everybody else. So in December, I made the call to retire from that and get into this industry. Found out quickly that it wasn't going to work for me, that particular company. So Lee and I decided to let's put our efforts into learning and trying to build her business up. And with that being said, I was watching a training course. I am a holistic health counselor. I don't practice it. I am a diabetic, and that's why I learned holistic health. So I was watching this training video. It was an Eric Worre video, and I saw Jeff and Debbie Beebe on there, my mentors, and I related to them. I don't know why, but I just liked what they had to say, so I wanted to interview them. So I sent them a messenger on Facebook, didn't think they would ever call me back. And in the meantime, I looked at their profile, and it was health and wellness, and I wasn't real fired up about that because most health and wellness companies are just, I don't like their ingredients. But as I got to look at it there, this company and the products, I liked it. I agreed with it. I saw it. I sold myself on it before I ever even talked to them. And then they called me. And when they did, it was just a love fest right off the bat. I signed up immediately. And the only hesitation I had was taste. If it doesn't taste good, it's not going to sell. So 3 days later, after I prayed for 3 days, it came in, I tried it, and I loved it. And that's how I got into Isagenics. It was like God just put it in my lap and said, here you go. it's time. And that was in June.
So let me ask you, and I'm not going to ask you to share the company that you had taken for a spin that didn't work out for you, but what did you learn in that experience? Because I ask because there's people that come into Isagenics that they don't have any network marketing experience, just as you had coming to the table in this industry. And Isagenics is their first experience. So what did you learn as far as other companies out there? And maybe, you know, how lucky we are to have Isagenics and you know, everything, all of the tools to the products to everything as a company as a whole. What's the difference?
It is. I learned in that company, it was it would have been a company that in this area, especially, it was a hard sell. I couldn't get the interest. People weren't really interested. And of course, I was playing with our cosmetics business over here. And I learned, you know, I sat there for 6 months and I listened to Eric Worre. I listened to the other Ray Higdons and all the guys. And so I felt like I just drilled myself with information on how this business works and what to do. And I'm a treat people like you want to be treated kind of a guy. So I've got a good reputation. And all I needed was a product. And when Isagenics was laid in my lap, it was the product was perfect to me. The process is easy. And that's something that you really need in any business is a process. And there's so many health and wellness companies out there, but it's just you buy these products, they're over embellished. People put them in their cabinets and they never use them. This is an actual product and a process that you're going to open the box with your customer and say, hey, this is what you do. Step A, B, C, D, E. You're setting them up for success. So the process sells itself. And then the results, you're going to get results if you follow this program. So this is the best of all worlds. And then you got the comp plan on top of that. So, you know, I've given this to some of the most pessimistic people that I know, said, look, poke holes in this. And I've yet to find anybody poke a hole in it.
I know. That's so interesting that you say that, because we've had many people come on board because they were looking for flaws. One guy in particular, Dr. Nick Messina. I just recently did a podcast with him on the Science Talks program. And being a doctor, I mean, this guy, his background is doing clinical research for Fortune 500 pharmaceutical companies. You know, I mean, he's a big deal. And being in medical practice now, he's no longer in medical practice now, but at the time he was. And so, you know, a patient of his brought the product in, and lo and behold, he's just like, this thing is just too good to be true, to where he even scheduled an appointment to go down to headquarters in Chandler at the time. And Chandler, Arizona, and met with the chief science officer, and nothing he could do could find anything wrong with the entire company and the product line. And I think it just speaks so loudly to what we have, because these are individuals that do have a good reputation, as you said, even yourself. I mean, you're a very well trusted person. You conduct yourself with integrity, and I love it. So mm-hmm. I want to get to the Crystal Executive in 35 days. How the heck did you do this? And because, I mean, that's a lot of growth initially right out of the gate. What would you attribute that success to?
Deadlines. You have to set a goal, and the BBs really helped me. They took a lot of time at the very beginning and showed me stuff. And I'm pretty versed in all this. So there's a lot of moving parts here. And when you look at the different pages and all this stuff, you can get overwhelmed with it. And I did for a minute. But I said, you know what? I just got to put my head down and go share the product, share the opportunity. And I need a deadline. Crystal Executive is where I need to be. And keep in mind, I haven't worked in 6-7 months at this point, 8 months really. Mm-hmm. So I was hungry. You know, I needed to make money, but number two, I needed that taste of success for myself. I needed to prove to myself that I could do something. So Jeff and Debbie helped me come up with a deadline. And I think it was 45 days at that point to reach this. And I kept hearing it from them. I've heard it from, I think, Jennifer Trinkner, all the leaders. They say race to executive, race to executive. Everybody talks about racing to executive. I heard Miss Cooper say it. So I said, well, this has to be something. So we set the deadline, and when you have a deadline and you want something bad enough, you've heard the old saying, as bad as you want to breathe, you will figure out how to get it. And I just talked to everybody that came to mind, you know, being bold. I'm an introvert, but you've got to put your head down, lock yourself up in a room, and go text a few people, go call a few people. And if you do that, your boldness will get bigger, your posture will get straighter, and you'll get more confident, and you'll start texting more and calling more and getting into more conversations. And before you know it, the lack of knowledge that you have will just come out. You know, you'll have it. And make a goal, set a deadline, and go get it. That's basically what I did.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, what about knowing your numbers too, right? So here, I love what you just said in saying that you're an introvert. However, you got to put yourself out there. If you want something to change and to shift and to happen in your life, you've got to go get it. You've got to be hungry for the opportunity. Lock yourself up in a closet and just start calling. And so really, out of all of the people that you reached out to when you were pushing for Crystal Executive, some said yes, and I'm assuming a lot of people said no. And how do you deal with that? Is being brand new in this business venture and taking a look at the numbers with some people saying yes, some people saying no. Any advice or thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't, I really don't think any, I had one person tell me no, just one.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I had a lot of people say not yet, and I'm not ready, but only one person said no. And guess what? That one person is one of my consultants right now. you have to keep information in front of them, because if you believe in this product as much as I do, and you believe in this company as I do, you don't have a problem making sure everybody you talk to knows exactly what's in your head. If they're saying no, not yet, that means they really don't understand, or they didn't hear you, or whatever. So you put them into a system where you're dripping information on them, and follow-up is the key. But when I have somebody that tells me no, it doesn't bother me at all, because, you know, Eric Worre says it, for every 10 people you talk to, you're going to close 1 to 2. So that tells me I got to go talk to 100 people to recruit 10 to 12 people or 10 to 20 people. So if that's all you got to do is go talk to 10 people to go get 1 or 2 recruits, let's go talk to 10 people. And it's easy to break it. You know, people ask, how do you make a conversation? Hey, how you doing? You know, shoot them a text. Hey, I haven't talked to you in 6 months. Hey, I didn't talk to you in 5 years. What are you doing now? Just make a conversation. I don't know if you see, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook or not, but I have joined up with the health and wellness company. Have you seen any of my videos? And it doesn't matter. There's no science to it. Sometimes I'll just shoot over some little eyeballs at them. Let them know I'm looking at them, and it makes a conversation. And then that gets you into the conversation. And the more conversations you have, the higher your closing ratio is going to be, because you're going to get better at what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me ask you, because you talk about social media, would you say that the majority of your build has been face-to-face, belly-to-belly, through texting, that kind of a thing? Or are you heavier on your social media side with branding yourself and building your business through Facebook, Instagram, those platforms?
You know, I don't think I have signed up anybody belly to belly. I have, you know, a few from the calls and the text, but it all leads back to social media. Mm-hmm. You know, they're seeing your post. I got bold enough and started doing videos. I can't stand doing them. I'm not comfortable doing them, but I want to live out there. I want people to know who I am and what we have to offer, because this is an important product that we have. So yes, I'll post 3 or 4 times a day, at least one live, before and after. I learned that the leaders put a before and after picture every day. So if they do it, why wouldn't we do it? So I do that. And then some lifestyle posts, but yes, social media. And I'm really only using Facebook. I don't even know how to get into my Instagram. My wife's trying to teach me, but Facebook is there. Guys, you got to live it and put yourselves out there. Don't be shy. Just throw it out there. Be proud of who you are, and let them, because they are watching you. People watch you. I promise you they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and listen, if any of you are listening into this podcast, we've done other podcasts in the past on how to build on social media. So definitely tap into those, because there is etiquette. There is a process. You want to be posting properly, but obviously today we don't have time to get into all of that. But I have to ask you this, Chris. I really don't normally do this, but I need to know how old you are. How old are you?
I am 46. I'll be 47 in January.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and I only ask because I know that we have a lot of people building through a variety of ages, whether they are Generation XY or they are millennials or they are, you know, people that are in their 50s, 60s, even 70s. I mean, Jimmy Smith, he's in his 80s, right? So, you know, I mean, I wanted to ask you that just because I'm listening to you. There's so much growth. There's so much that has happened over the last 90 days on you getting grounded in, let's say, Facebook and posting and doing things that you would normally never do, like video, doing live video and building your business, branding yourself on Facebook. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Now I have to ask you, you were 25 years in the car industry and then all of a sudden you're doing a home-based business, network marketing. Do you have any friends or any family who may have questioned your switch in your profession?
You know, I've had a lot of support. A lot of people respect me and I appreciate that. I haven't had that. I know there are people behind the scenes pointing fingers and, you know, he's in that industry because people just don't know. They don't know what we have here. They don't know the opportunity that we have here. And, you know, I have a strong enough why that is not going to bother me. You know, I've had a couple of haters on Facebook and you're going to have that, but they're from people that just really didn't matter in the first place. You know, you surround yourself with the people that are going to help you get to where you want to get to, your mentors, and that's who you end up. And just, yeah, you're right. The growth that I've had in the last 90 days, not business, but personally has been huge. Just because of the surroundings that I've surrounded myself with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I could not agree with you more. I mean, I've been a part of the company since the very, very beginning, and I have grown. I wouldn't even, if it wasn't for this company, I wouldn't be who I am today. And it makes me sad because to think of that, I'm just so grateful that I have had this journey because I'm a better person. I'm a better mom. The impact that I have on my three children being who I am today because of this journey it's incredible. It's just incredible. So I get you to the very core, right? It's very cool. So let me ask you this. When you're enrolling, obviously going Crystal Executive, and you're teaching those people to go consultant, because obviously it's not just about getting your 10 people enrolled. It's helping them bump to a consultant status as well. So with that, you know, what's your enrollment style with these individuals? And when it comes to getting them to consultant, what's your process? What are some tips?
Well, I lead most people, depending on the interview process that I have with them, the Business Builder Pack or the Ultimate Pack is what I try to lead with, is at least to the Value Pack. And if they're just limited on funds, we'll go down from there. But the Value Pack is, it's a better value for everybody. And it has more in it. It's better for them. It's better for you. It's better for the company. And you want them to get the full experience, especially if it's a husband and wife, depending on the interview, we'll go with the Ultimate Pack, or we'll do the Value and then show them how to leverage their money in enrolling the spouse. But key number one is to get them paid. If you can enroll somebody and show them how to get on the Eat for Free program, as we call it, or how to get paid, then you'll open up their eyes of what's possible, because you can present the opportunity, but they don't always see it. And they don't always know that they can do that. But when you can show them get a referral out of them. Maybe their spouse or somebody, and you show them how to enroll them, and you get that card in their hand with a couple hundred dollars on it, then you can open up their eyes and get their brain juices flowing and show them how they can build a little business, at least make $400 or $500 extra a month.
Yeah.
Because we've heard that an extra $500 a month will save, 50% of the marriages out there? I heard that the other day, and that's huge.
Isn't that crazy? I know. Impacting people's lives physically and financially. I mean, obviously, this is our motto. This is what each of us get to do in individuals' lives every single day. It's so much fun. And then I want to know what your well, let me ask you this before I get into your goals. Any tips or advice that you could give our listeners during their beginning days, something that you could, impart to them to help them along their journey, something that you've learned in the last 30, 60, 90 days yourself?
God, I could talk for 2 hours, but I'll just tell you, everybody's scared. You're scared to death, especially if you're an introvert like me. And I think I read somewhere most people are introverts. Even the ones that are out there are really still scared. That self-doubt creeps in. You know, I tell everybody, lock yourself up in a room for 3 hours. Get your list out. Just start texting some people. Get into a couple of conversations with people, even people you know are not going to sign up. Maybe best friends and you want to talk about the ball game. Just get into conversations. Get to talking. Let them know what you're doing. And then text somebody else. And then call somebody else. Before you know it, an hour's gone by. And like I said earlier, your posture's better. And you get stronger. And your confidence is there. And keep moving and keep moving and keep moving. And I promise you, in that three-hour period, you will be at that point where, hey, are you in or are you out? You know, let me tell you what I got. Boom, boom, boom. And just as soon as you take a break, like, I'll just tell you, you know, I got hit Crystal Executive. We had a little weekend planned. We went to that weekend in the mountains, got back. Getting back in that groove was so hard because you got to start over. You got to regain that posture, regain that confidence, because that self-doubt creeps in and tells you, hey, man, can you really do this? You know, I just hit Crystal Executive. I know I can do this. I know I've got potential out there that anybody's got. I can go achieve whatever I want. But at the same time, I started questioning myself, can I really do this? I had to slap myself in the face and say, yeah, you can do this. Get off your rear end and let's go. And it started moving again. So just start. The only way to fix your mindset is to start in action. We've all heard that. Just start creating some action. That's it.
That's amazing. I have the vision of riding a bicycle, that when you start your initial, you know, put that foot on the pedal and push into that first, you know, round on the bike and getting going, that's the most difficult part of the process when it comes to riding the bike, because once you get going and you're pedaling, you're coasting eventually. And I just talked to one of our main leaders, beautiful Laura Stevens, just the other day, and she has been pedaling and coasting. She hasn't stopped. Her feet haven't hit the ground, and she's a mom of you know, a lot of little babies at home. And it's interesting. She's forcing herself finally, after so many months of straight building, to actually rest for just 1 second. But in the beginning of your build out, when you're still learning and you're still growing and you're still getting solidified in the company, in the industry, in the business, it is a little tougher when you put your feet on the ground and have to stop and start, stop and start. So such great advice there, Chris.
Yeah. And one more thing too, that's really important. And so many people, they'll finally get an enrollment. They'll enroll somebody, maybe two, and they just forget about them. They've got this. Man, I touch everybody I enroll every day for at least the first 2 to 3 weeks. You know, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you following the process? Because I want them to follow the process, because I want them to see and feel the results that I have. And when you do, they're in. But if you enroll somebody and then you just kind of disappear, your success is going to fail. You're going to fail. You got to love on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't get lazy. Hey, if you knew that you could, you just support someone like crazy in their first 30 days, 60 days, those are the critical days where they're actually developing good, healthy habits, right, Chris? So your retention is much higher when you build that relationship and build that trust and have that support, that accountability. It's huge. It's huge. Yeah. Yep. You don't know what people are, there's a lot of things coming at different people all the time that can pull them off track. And man, if you went to this much effort in recruiting them, enrolling them and getting them set up, why would you ever let go and put them on their own when, you know, it could be that you're setting them up to fail.
That's it.
Well, I want to talk about your goals. Let's end with your goals, because I know that you aim high. And a little birdie told me that you are pushing to 4-star golden circle in a very short period of time. So talk to us about your goals and how you're going to do it.
You know, I think I told somebody that. I don't even know who I told, but apparently it got around. I've got March 31st on my calendar circled to hit 4-star, and 4-star is just a number that I want to hit. And I'm sure people have hit it in that amount of time and probably shorter. But at this point in my career, I'm a newbie. You know, at this point, I don't know what's possible. So it's like running the 4-minute mile and people figured out it was possible. Everybody started hitting it. I really don't know what's possible. So I threw a number out there. I want to get it. I have a strong enough why. I worked in the car business for 25 years. I hated it for 25 years. I love the people that I worked for, but I was not fulfilled and I hated it every day. I went in there and worked 60, 70, 80 hours and I hated it. And my why right now is I want my kids to work every day because working is important, but I never want my wife or kids to have to work in an environment or in an industry that they don't just love. I don't want them to have to work in a situation like that. So I want to build something here because we're global. We're international. How cool would it be to pack up and go to Canada and Australia and all these other places and build our teams with a family, a true family business? Hopefully they're interested in that and hopefully they want to do that. And if they don't, that's fine, but I want to give them that opportunity. So my why is very strong. Obviously the finances that'll come with it, the money that'll come with that, and the amount of people that we can help will come with that too. But March 31st is a date that I have in mind. If I'm going to hit it, if for some reason I miss it by a little bit, I'm still okay. But I got to have a deadline. With my goals, I have to have a deadline, and I have to have something to push me, and that's what's pushing me. And to do that, I'm just going to talk to as many people as I can. Spread the word as many times as I can. I'm going to get on Facebook. I'm going to throw myself out there. My whole area, all my friends will know who I am, what I'm doing, and how I'm doing it, how much I care about them, and how I care that this product needs to be in everybody's body that I run into.
That's amazing. Wow. You know, you are absolutely going to achieve the 4-star goal by March 31st. I can hear it in your voice. I was in just listening to you share all of that. That's true leadership right there. It's true leadership. If you were to join this business, think about this, everybody listening, and just think real quick. If you were to join this all over again, would you want to join the business with someone who has a fire lit under them and they are doing it? They have that conviction. They are doing it with or without you. And so you say yes, because of the leadership that is right before you, that is not only committed to their goals, but committed to your goals, committed to your success. And if the answer is yes, that you would enroll all over again, you know, going back to that very beginning day, that very beginning moment, then guess what? That's who you need to be in somebody else's life. If you don't have that burning desire and that fire lit under you, go light it, you know, go and get fired up, set your goals and be that step up into that leadership role, because people need guidance. People need to be led and they will join you on your journey if they know what you're doing. Nobody wants to join a team of someone that is half the drive or a quarter of the drive, shows up some days and doesn't the other. And that's Chris. That's why you hit Crystal Executive in 35 days. You showed up every single day. You led with passion, excitement, enthusiasm, and you shared with people that this is what you're doing no matter what. So, yep, 4-star, here we come. Right.
You know, with that being said, there's a saying, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And you just said, show up. I did go to Nashville. I'm going to every event that I can come up with. I'm working hard. And as we're talking, I just got a text from a girl that I've never met, but I gave her some information. She says, I'm ready. Let's do this. As we're talking right now. I mean, it's
awesome.
The luckier you get.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's planting those seeds. Like you said, you know, one person's told you no, the other ones that have not enrolled, it's just, it wasn't good timing and just not yet. So it's about planting those seeds and harvesting when the moment is right. That's awesome. I love that. Well, Chris, we're very excited for you. Congratulations on your success and hitting 1-star. 1-star is a big deal, guys. So, you know, isn't it amazing what we can do when it comes to adding to people's bottom lines and bank accounts every month with a few cycles here and there? It's an amazing thing. So Chris, good luck with your journey, and we'll have to have you back on as an update at some point in time, but thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. Yes. And then, of course, everybody that's listening in, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time, your energy, your devotion to not only yourselves, but your team members. And if just scour through more of these amazing podcasts. These podcasts are designed to build your belief, to expand your knowledge, to help you become a seasoned networker and leader. So have fun. Make sure your teams know where to find these podcasts. isogenicspodcast.com. And until next time, best of success. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.